I think it's Jamie Yates, the number 11 for North Ferriby United, that's stood over the ball. As I say, looks like he's going to put the cross in. Goes and delivers a good ball in towards the box. It's gone in.
I think it's gone in off the forward's knee.
It has indeed. It's Ryan Kendall, I think, that's just stabbed that in with his knee.
It just seemed to come off his knee. I think it cleared the defence, and he was surprised that it did. And it just rebounded. There's nothing John Lamb could do about it, because it was nobody was expecting the ball to come off at that angle. And it went in at the near, at the far
some
post. From
poor defending, though, it must be said, from Park Avenue's point of view, because none of the green shirts went towards that free kick when it came in. As Jasonson just loses out to Nathan Jarman, who tries to pull the ball back across goal in the end. Oh, good shot there from Nathan Jarman, comes in. Saved by John Lamb. The second attempt, though, has gone in. It's Liam King that has scored for North Ferriby United after a good shot from Nathan Jarman. Saved well by John Lamb, but only parried out as far as Liam King, who drills the rebound in low into the bottom corner. And North Ferriby United have added a second goal here at the Horsfall Stadium. Bradford Park Avenue 0, North Ferriby United 2.
Yeah, as we were saying at the start of the second half, they were looking the brighter start that Ferriby made, when perhaps we expected Bradford to come off the blocks quicker, but it's no more than they deserved in this in the second half. And Jarman got the ball across, brilliant save by John Lamb. But I think the defence was waiting for a free kick to be given for something. They just stopped momentarily, and the ball rebounded, and Liam King was first onto it, and he lashed it in to the far post, low and to the keeper's right.
North Ferriby United have themselves a penalty and a chance to make this 3-0 to the Villagers. It was Anthony Wilson that went down just inside the area. Huge shouts from the North Ferriby players. And it's going to be Nathan Jarman to take the spot kick. We've played 20 minutes of the second half here at the Horsfall Stadium. Currently 2-0 to North Ferriby. Nathan Jarman steps up, takes it right-footed, buries it very well into the bottom left-hand corner of John Lamb's goal. And Bradford Park Avenue are in all kinds of trouble in this game. They are 3-0 down to newly promoted North Ferriby United. As Anthony Wilson brings his ball forward, he's got the better of a defender. And Anthony Wilson, Adam Clayton can't get back. And Anthony Wilson has just rolled that ball into an empty net. John Lamb came rushing out. Cool finish from the substitute striker. And North Ferriby United have got a fourth. It's been a horrendous evening for Bradford Park, haven't you?
Yeah, he just was a through ball. He latched onto it in between two Bradford defenders. He just beat the defence, really, for pace. I think there's only one man to beat, and he just sent him one way and then the other. Drew the keeper and just slotted it into the corner of the net, and that was a wonderful finish from a man playing with a lot of confidence.
And there is the full-time whistle here at the Horsfall Stadium. It's been a horrible night for John Deasy's side. Bradford Park Avenue beaten comfortably here at the Horsfall Stadium. It's a horrible, horrible night for John Deasy's side. Bradford Park Avenue beaten comfortably by newly promoted North Ferriby United. They've not shown a great deal going forward. They've shown even less in terms of defending. It's finished here at the Horsfall Stadium. Bradford Park Avenue 0, North Ferriby United 4.